Hey everyone, you're tuning in to The Reckless Pursuit, and today we're answering this question.
What does pouring into someone mean, and how do I know if it's safe?
Hey everyone, my name is Cody.
And my name is Elaine.
And you're tuned in to The Reckless Pursuit, and today we're answering the question about pouring into someone, and I gotta be honest, this is a topic that I have not thought about in a long time. This is like an old-timey churchism that I kind of forgot existed. Like, oh yeah, we just poured into so-and-so. Like, we're just, you know, filling them up. Man, like, I have not thought about this in years. Like, even when I went to church, I don't even know that I thought about this ism all that much. But it is a question that was posed on a Reddit forum that we frequent, that we are actually featured on, called R Open Christian. So Reddit forum Open Christian. Great forum, by the way, if you haven't checked it out. Great place to go. And this question kind of, when I first hear it, my first reaction is, because I'm like, oh, no, not old churchisms. But then, like, I think about it, I'm like, well, okay, so there's some good connotations to this, too. Like, this isn't just a bad thing, right? Like, we don't have to just hate every churchism because...
Well, and it doesn't necessarily... Because I feel like when you first think about this word, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, your first thought is evangelizing to somebody.
Yeah,
and, like pouring into is like, oh, I'm going to, like, tell them the gospel. And that's not the exact same thing, though that's... can be in tandem with that, but that doesn't, pouring into somebody doesn't necessarily mean that you're preaching the gospel. You can be pouring into someone about scientific facts.
Like, well, and to be really honest, I don't know that I've ever even heard it, like, at least in my experience, like, oh, I just poured into them, you know. I've never really heard that as, like, evangelizing to someone. It's always been more of, like, someone was in need of something or, like, had questions about something and you kind of shared your heart. But we can talk a little bit about, like, what that at least means to us. And of course, this is always open for interpretation, guys. We want to hear what you have to say too. We'll drop where you can find us, of course, at the end, if you don't already know. But, like, I don't want to just say, like, this is what this means, but I want to, how do I say this? Let me back up for just a second and kind of share this. You can choose on most things to look at things through whatever lens you choose to look at them through, right? I am sure many people have poured themselves out into someone else negatively. In anything you do, in any kind of, like, you can curse someone out, you can tell them to, like, screw off, kick rocks, go burn, like, that's pouring into someone. It's filling them full of battery acid, but you're pouring something into someone, as well as you can pour out love. So, to me, the phrase itself is less like it has some connotations religiously and, you know, like, within the church of, like, oh yeah, like, typically that means you're sharing, like, God with someone, but not necessarily, like, evangelizing, like you were saying, like, more like sharing your heart on what they're going through. Sometimes it can be abused. I have, like, seen someone, like, pouring out abusively. Maybe those words weren't exactly used, but, like, I've seen someone, like, pouring out, like, you just need to get right with the Lord in this instant, like, and used it as kind of a gaslighting technique. But I've also seen people pour out their heart in beautiful ways. And, like, let me just share, like, man, like, God loves you despite, you know, the problems that you face, despite the mistakes you've made. And, like, those don't define you, like, new creation, new birth, like, you know, pouring out to fill up. And I want to read a couple Bible verses that just, you know, talk about pouring, that, you know, just to kind of give a little bit of context. But, you know, you have Acts 2:17, and it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall see dreams. Anyway, God's saying, like, his spirit is poured out across everyone. It's no longer you know, behind a paywall, behind a closed door. God's spirit is poured out on all people. And that's what it says.
All means y'all, or y'all means all. Does in it? The South. That's okay. What they always say. I think I'm pretty sure I saw a sign the other day in Little Rock that said,
I was about to say, I don't know who.
Y'all means all.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw it on a sign.
I don't know. I guess I'm not part of those people that say that. Maybe I should join them. Anyway. God says that I will pour forth my spirit on all mankind. Okay. Psalm 62:8. Is this one of those I wanted to read? Yeah. So this is like in reverse, right? Trust in him, capital H, being, you know, God at all times. Oh, people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So even that is like, it's saying, I love this because it's like, it's Psalms and Acts. And to me, I have Psalms and Acts as like polar opposites in the Bible. I don't know if that's true. I don't really get, they're not really true. Acts is about the beginning of the church. Psalms is like a book of poems and stuff. But I love that like one is like, God is pouring, or really if you want to start it the other way, Psalms is first. It's like, pour out your heart to God and he pours out his heart across all mankind. It's like this one collective pool where we can all go and drink from, you know, thirst no more,
living water,
you know, like all of that. There is another one, if I can find it on my phone, that I screenshot. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So that's kind of the same thing, right? You pour out, God pours back, others pour in. It's a mutual and constant, and like trading of experiences in life. And to me, that's the beauty of pouring. If you can frame it through that mindset, you're not just like imparting wisdom. You're not just like sharing thoughts and opinions. To pour into someone is to expect to be poured back into from them. It's an exchange, right? It is a swapping. It is kind of a mutual stirring of like combining waters. Like, you know, you're mixing together. It's a, to me, it is an intimate thing where not only are you in this moment taking from your abundance to give to someone's lack, knowing that that same abundance is going to come to you elsewhere. And it's kind of like a, you know, if you think of like Holy Spirit, if you think about like spirit and life and all that, it's kind of like a water flowing, or all these streams flowing into one lake or into one ocean. It's that. It's all of our streams flowing into this one thing, knowing that sooner or later it's going to go up, come down as rain, and feed back in. It's a perpetual cycle almost.
To me, whenever I think of pouring into somebody, I have a different, I mean, I agree with everything you were saying and like completely comprehend and understand what you were saying. But the way I take it is I view that almost as a marriage, as our marriage, because we're constantly pouring our heart back into mm-hmm. each other. I'm pouring my heart of like, this is what's been on my heart. This is what's been on my mind. This is what's bothering me. This is what's bringing me joy, all of it. And I've kind of sometimes word vomit, mm-hmm. you know, into you and vice versa. And I feel like the other question of, is it safe to pour into people?
Can we use the phrase word pour, not word vomit into someone? Because I don't like the idea of you vomiting into me.
Word pour. But I have no idea what I was going to say after you said that.
Sorry.
That happens all the time. You always say something cheesy and then it just
caught me off guard. You were talking about goes into the safe, is it safe aspect. So is it safe to pour into someone?
Okay, so I would say that it's safe to pour into you because we have a healthy marriage. We have a stable marriage. I've never felt unsafe in our marriage or in our household. And so I feel mutually, you feel the same way. I assume mutually you feel the same way, that we are a safe place. We're a safe marriage and that we are able to pour even, I feel like, some of our darkest thoughts. And our darkest yeah. feelings, like not necessarily like being like dark to each other, but sharing like, hey, this is who I am. And I feel like in a healthy and stable, safe relationship, doesn't even have to be marriage. It can be a friendship even. But in a healthy relationship, then I feel like it's safe to do so. But I feel like if it is not reciprocated, then it is not a safe relationship or a safe person to pour your heart into. Because if you pour your heart into somebody, say, I love you, or here is like my heart for you, here's my passion, or here is, you know, I want to be honest and vulnerable with you, but that person in turn can't be vulnerable, can't be honest with you, or they can be honest with you and it is not the same like energy mm-hmm. wavelength flow. I could be pouring love into somebody, but if they're pouring hatred back into me, that is not a safe person to pour into. That's yeah. not a safe time to be pouring into somebody.
Well, and to flip that script also, who you receive from, right? Like, the same thing exactly applies to whom you receive from. And the thing we have to be careful, I was going to say bad, but that's not the correct word. The thing we have to be careful of is typically when we are in a state of needing to receive, it is when you're thirsty, the ocean water looks delicious, but it's toxic and will dry you out even more because it's salty, right? So you have to be able to try to rein in and find the proper water source. If that, going with the analogy here, the pouring in, pouring out, all kind of analogy, you have to find the safe water source because all water looks good when you're thirsty and it puts you in a vulnerable state.
And to me, I feel like the key component to this is growth and maturation, because at any point in time, somebody could be in a bad place, even if they're not necessarily a bad person, with quotation marks, they could be in a bad place or they can be in an unsafe place. They may be going through something. And in that season, they're not like, if you are seeking advice from somebody, but they are in a negative place, given their experiences, their circumstances, they may not be in a place to reciprocate that. But in a few months or years, whenever they come out of that dry season and they are a replenishing person. And I think it is very important to distinguish that sometimes we are the toxic person.
Sure.
Or sometimes we are in an unhealthy, unsafe, we are unhealthy and we are unsafe. And I feel like that's depending on the topic, depending on the season we're in, depending on our experiences. If we are in a very stressful environment, stressful season, whether it's at home or your job or both, there's so many negative things going on. Like, whenever I think of 2018 was a really hard year for us. And at that point in time, I was not necessarily a safe person for somebody else to come pour their heart with me, share their vulnerabilities, because I was not in a place to give, to reciprocate positivity, because I was going through my own stuff. That doesn't make me a bad person. That doesn't necessarily make me an unsafe, unhealthy person. But in that season, I was not the person to be, uplifting and and positive, because I was not in a safe place.
Well, and that kind of plays into trying to watch your seasons, you know, trying to watch and feel the waters out, you know, test the waters on occasion, right? Like, don't just go into things blindly. And kind of just running off of the analogy, because I like doing that, rainy seasons stir up muck, you know. Think about a lake, how they always turn brown and murky after a heavy rain, because it causes turbulence in the water, and it's excited, not in a good way a lot of times, but you know what I mean? Like, it excites the water, moves it. It stirs up the dust and the dirt that is settled, but that also gives it a chance to filter that out. And so when we are in that season of needing to be replenished with fresh, clean, you know, whatever that is, wherever we, you know, however that comes about, try and, it's hard, but like, try to filter, like, realize some of that filtering through, like, your emotions aren't bad. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you are in that season of not needing to be the person to pour out, like, you realize that there's some bitterness, you realize some of that, like, don't beat yourself up about it, because that stagnates you. That builds the dam and traps it in. You have to let the water flow. I think I've used this analogy before, actually. You have to let the clean water flow in and realize that, like, it's natural. That's part of the filtration process, part of growing. If you want to, like, get rid of that analogy for saying go to something that's a little more tangible and at home, part of growing is realizing that not every negative thing that comes up in your mind, in your heart, in your body is bad as much as it is good, that you're able to now filter it through. Becoming aware of our hurts, our pains, our mistakes, our problems, or just things that cause us grief is not a bad thing, as long as we allow that awareness to then sift through and try to help us grow and become healthy. I'll let you close it out.
I also want to make a clear distinction of the difference between pouring your heart into somebody versus giving unwarranted advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like a lot of times we feel, or we think, or we portray it as we're pouring our hearts out to somebody and they're just not listening. But sometimes, like, it comes across as unwarranted advice. That person didn't seek your counsel. That person didn't seek your opinion. And a lot of times that can hurt relationships because you think what's best for this person, and it's not always what's best for that person. And I just want to make a clear distinction that pouring your heart out to somebody and giving unsolicited, unwarranted advice is not necessarily the same thing.
And to close out with that analogy, sorry, did you have something else you want to say? Okay, to close out with that analogy, a lot of times when people have a bunch of dirty water they're trying to get rid of, it's real easy to dump it into the empty vessel. It's real easy to come by someone who needs a good filling and just dump some crap in there to get it off of someone else's shoulders, you know, like pass the buck, if you will. So you do have to be careful of that. So to be poured into or to pour into someone else isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it just needs to be filtered with love. Yeah.
Like all things.
Yeah. So thank you to the Open Christian Reddit forum for supplying that question. Of course, you can find us over there, but more specifically, you can find us at Nomads, a safe community for Christians to ask unsafe questions on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram and on TikTok, and I can never get which one is correct.
Instagram is
underscore TRP podcast.
Yes. And then TikTok is The Reckless Pursuit.
One day, we're going to get that name back. Anyway, that's where you can find us. And it popped up on the screen if you're watching.
You
can
find us on YouTube.
You can find us on YouTube. That's there. You know where to find that information for that. We love you guys. Be brave.
Be bold.
And be reckless. We'll talk soon.